This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Sunday, November 23. Open House. Our reading comes from Leviticus chapter 24 and Matthew chapter 5. Leviticus 24. The Lord said to Moses, "Command the Israelites to bring you clear oil of pressed olives for the light, so that the lamps may be kept burning continually. Outside the curtain that shields the Ark of the Covenant law in the tent of meeting, Aaron is to tend the lamps before the Lord from evening till morning continually. This is to be a lasting ordinance for the generations to come. The lamps on the pure gold lampstand before the Lord must be tended continually." Matthew chapter 5. You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. The tabernacle was the place where God's presence came to rest among his people. And our passage today brings us into that tent-like structure. Covered with several layers of fabric, the tabernacle was dark inside. So a large, solid gold candlestand was provided to give the priest enough light to perform his duties. On a deeper level, the candlestand communicated that God's presence was a light amid the darkness of this world. The light of God's presence shone clearly to draw people into the clarity and safety of his guidance and care. Later, God's presence moved from the tabernacle to the temple. And then when Jesus came, he declared, "I am the light of the world," showing that he, as Lord and God, was even better than the temple lighting. Jesus also said to his followers, "You are the light of the world," and he called them to share his light with everyone. Today, in a morally and spiritually confused world, Jesus calls us to shine his light. In our work, schools, families, communities, and more, we can shine God's light to others. But we can only do that by living in a right relationship with the Lord. How will you reflect the light of Jesus today? Pray with me. Jesus, you are the light this world needs. Thank you for bringing us into the light of your presence, and help us to shine your light wherever we go. In your name, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.